The island that you can see in front of you is Pyramid Island. It's at the mouth of the Chilkat River where it enters the Chilkat Inlet. Paul Swift is a longtime Haines resident who used to work for the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey and is familiar with surveying. Here's Paul to tell you about Pyramid Island and its significance in the survey history of Alaska.
Good morning. I'm here today to talk to you about geodetic surveys in the Lynn Canal, particularly with respect to the early determination of Pyramid Island and the mouth of the Chilkat River. First, let me explain geodetic surveys. Geodetic means essentially measurements having to do with the Earth's surface, taking into consideration the Earth's spherical shape or curvature. In 1867, when George Davidson arrived at the Chilkat River, he had to determine his position by observing the stars. Such astronomical observation techniques date back approximately 1,000 years when man used the stars to determine the circumference of the Earth. In the past, all geodetic positions, in effect latitude and longitude points on the Earth, were tied to astronomical observations. However, this message, while very accurate if done with great care and exact clock times, was time-consuming and quite difficult due to weather, instrument size and weight, and the number of stars needed to be observed. This was done only in widely scattered areas. Most extensive and also very accurate points were established by the triangulation method, using astronomically identified positions as starting points and checks. The geodetic triangulation method is a surveying technique using station points on the ground at the vertices, the corners, of huge triangles, forming chains or networks covering great areas. In the triangles, all vertical angles are observed or measured with an instrument called a theodolite. The lengths or sides of the triangles can then be determined trigonometrically throughout the network of connecting triangles using these angle values and the lengths of baselines. These so-called baselines actually have been measured physically on the ground. The U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey differs from the U.S. Geological Survey in that the Coast and Geodetic Survey establishes primary control points from which the U.S. Geological Survey creates land contour maps, the so-called USGS quad sheets. In 1850, George Davidson began the coast charts for California and the Pacific Northwest. By 1867, he had worked his way to Pyramid Island and the mouth of the Chilkat River. He made what was probably a sextant observation from the top of Pyramid Island to determine its position relative to charts in the south. As early as 1890, the Coast Survey performed geodetic surveys to determine accurate shore points to control detailed marine charts. In 1904, the International Boundary Commission, the IBC, commenced similar surveys to establish boundary peaks and monuments marking the U.S.-Canadian boundary. All U.S.-Canadian boundary peaks and monuments have been established by 1920, and many new triangulation stations marked on the ground. In 1887, William Ogilvie of the IBC used the Pyramid Island position as a starting point to find the junction of the 141st Meridian and the Yukon River. The 141st Meridian serves as a boundary running north-south between the main Alaska landmass and Canada. Clearly, all the USGS markers have considerable scientific historical value. It is important to assist preservation and future marker recovery by a little brush clearing and protective measurement.